Hello, this is Candace Burke, host of Community Spotlight on Gila Members Community Radio, Silver City, New Mexico, Kuru 89.1 FM, and online at gmcr.org. Our purpose is to enhance public awareness of our featured nonprofit or advocacy organization in Grant County and surrounding area. Today's guest is Vicky Galindo. Vicky is here to talk about the upcoming 5th annual Silver City Buddy Walk at Golf Park. The purpose of the Buddy Walk is to, quote, educate, advocate, and celebrate people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Welcome to Community Spotlight, Vicky.
Hello, welcome.
Now, as the Grant County community organizer for this annual event, you have much to talk to us about. Before you tell us all about the Buddy Walk, could you give us a brief overview of the history and mission of the Buddy Walk?
Well, I guess it was like in 1995, a parent wanted their child to be included in a lot of things in the community, just to be included, because she noticed that her child wasn't being invited or included in things. And that was the main reason why she started the Buddy Walk. And the main things for the Buddy Walk are educate, advocate, and celebrate. And we're finding out that, you know, our kids with Down syndrome, they love to celebrate. they love to dance. They're very unique. And each one has a different story. So that's basically why the Buddy Walk was started, and it really caught on. It spread like wildfire, and it's been in existence for quite a few years now. And that ours is an official Buddy Walk. I think ours might be the only one in New Mexico that's an official licensed Buddy Walk.
So the only one we might actually have here.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. You'd have to look on the National Down Syndrome Society website. And if you click on Find a Buddy Walk, ours will be on there. I think there's one in Texas. I know there's one in Arizona and Tucson, but it shows you on the map where they are.
Okay. Vicky, talk to us more about Down syndrome. What can you share with us about individuals with Down syndrome and how families and individuals themselves can receive more support and advocacy?
Down syndrome is, it's not hereditary. A lot of people think it is, but it's not. There is actually like 2% that it is hereditary, but it's very small. There's three different kinds of Down syndrome. There's trisomy 21, there's mosaic, and then there's translocation. The most prominent one, and it's about 95% of people that are born with Down syndrome, have the trisomy 21. And they have three chromosomes on number 21. And that's why we celebrate in March, 3-2-1. That's why we celebrate then. And that's what my daughter has. A lot of times nowadays, people have testing and they can tell, you know, they can even tell the sex of their baby. Me personally, I think that's peeking, but
right. Yes, I know. I tend to want to know ahead of time.
Right.
So I get it. I get it.
I didn't want to know. And I did take a blood test. You know, they do a routine blood test when you're going to have a baby. And for some reason, they lost my blood work. So I really didn't know that she was going to have Down syndrome. And, you know, it wouldn't have mattered anyway for me. You know, people have a lot of choices, but I'm glad I didn't know. but anyway, she has the trisomy 21. It's the most common. And people that have Down syndrome, from the first time that when the cell divides, that's when they have Down syndrome. It's, you know, from the get-go. And it's pretty prevalent. It's right up there with, I think, probably one of the most common ones is autism 2 and cerebral palsy. But Down syndrome is pretty pretty, actually it's 1 in 1,000, depending on the age of the mom.
Yes. As a woman ages, her odds are higher. Her child might have Down syndrome.
Right. But I know a lot of parents that it's their first baby and they have a child with Down syndrome. So
actually, this is true. I mean, one of my niece's best friends, she's in her 20s with her first baby. You know, that, you know, she knew right away.
Right.
By her, the baby's features, and loves that baby so much. Even as a very young parent, you know, she's delighted with this child.
Aw. You know, some cultures feel like that you are like blessed or chosen if you have a child with Down syndrome. That's the first thing my sister told me when Jamie was born. She says, you know, Vicky, in I think she said England, they call them pixies. and she says that you're like honored. And I feel that way. You know, at first it was rough. I got to say, I wasn't expecting it. And, you know, I have two grown boys, and I just thought, you know, here comes another one. And the boys were healthy. I was just hoping that I had a girl. I wanted a girl really bad. And it's kind of ironic. My husband says, well, I want a little girl. I want a girl because that way she'll always kind of be around us and stay with us for a long time.
Aww.
And I said, I want a girl so I can teach her how to make cookies and be in the kitchen. And we both got our wish.
So, you did. But you said initially it was difficult.
Oh, it was really rough. It was kind of like, instead of a joyous occasion, it was kind of sad. It was almost like I hate to say it, almost like a funeral. But I remember, you know, people had tears in their eyes. And I just knew that she needed a lot of love. And that's why I named her Jamie. It means I love in French.
And I know just from talking with you before how much you love her. She is a dearly, deeply loved young woman.
Yeah, she's my little sidekick. Yeah, she is.
Is she going to be at the buddy walk? Will she be there at the buddy walk?
Well, of course. Yes. Yes, she will be there. And that's why I kind of made it a little later too, because, you know, really early kind of doesn't work for her. And, you know, she won't wear like buttons or zippers or anything like on her clothes. She has sensory issues and she wants to pull at them, tug at them, tear them off. But she will wear a tutu. So I put a tutu on her. that's part of that. That's where a lot of that came from. But I'm sure that you'll see some tutus this year also.
And that's and Raul Torrieta, speaking of tutus, is the MC, right? So
I have to tell that story. The very first buddy walk that we had, I've worked for the ARC for like 10 years. I knew that it was time to have a buddy walk. I'd always wanted to have a buddy walk. And I knew it was time because we had this extra little help from a trust fund for people with Down syndrome. Mm-hmm. Since then, that's gone away. But they had a little extra money. And I used that money for people with Down syndrome to have meetings, to plan a buddy walk. And it took like almost a whole year. There's a lot involved in it. I planned it that way. And I invited a lot of people. And a few people said, oh, good luck. Nobody's going to show up. They basically said that. So I didn't let that stop me. I knew that it was time. And I was surprised. I got all these wonderful, wonderful stories from people, like the one you just told me about. Was it your friend, your niece?
My niece's best friend.
Yeah. And I get all these wonderful stories, and it was really a very positive thing. And, you know, the weather was perfect that day. I mean, it couldn't have been a more perfect first time buddy walk. And the person that told me, oh, nobody's going to show up, he was like really surprised. He goes, wow, you did great. Yeah. And everybody pitched in and wanted to help. And so it was good. And a lot of people showed up and we had the t-shirts on. We're walking around the park three times. We walked three times, you know, for the three chromosomes. Anyway, so I'm here giving a little speech about Down syndrome, the National Down Syndrome Society that actually does the buddy walks. I'm talking about the Arc of New Mexico. I'm talking about how you can get involved as a parent or a person with a self-advocate, person with a disability, can get involved. You know, different things that you could join, you know, serve on a board or even just participate just by even being there. And so I'm giving this like speech and I have kind of like a PA system that wasn't very good. And they kept telling me, talk louder, talk louder. So I was like, I felt like I was yelling. And somebody starts videotaping me and it was Raul. Yeah. And he wanted to help me afterwards. He says, I want to help you with, if you have another buddy walk, I want to help you. And I says, oh, I'm all for that. You know, and I realized, oh, I probably need a better PA system, a better microphone. And so he says, I'm going to help you with that. And hey, he's been doing that ever since. So
that is awesome. And he's going to be there on the 17th, right? At the 17th of September.
Yes.
Now talk to us all about that day. Lots going on. It's going to be fun. It sounds like it's going to be a blast. Tell us all about it.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of people are real excited. It's on Saturday, September 17th. And it starts at 10 o'clock. And it runs till 2 o'clock. And we're going to have all kinds of stuff. We're going to have music. We're going to have two performances. One is Daniel Eady, and he's a one-man band. He plays and sings. And you can see him here at the park. And a lot of times he's at the Toad. So he's going to play. And we're going to enjoy that. And we're also going to have, I always pick three grand marshals. And the first year I had the mayor. He was out of town, but he sent the mayor pro tem, Cynthia Ann Bettison, and he sent her, and she had a wonderful story. And we also selected Mayor Richard Bausch from Santa Clara.
Yeah.
So ever since then, the main grand marshals are the mayor, Ken Lather, and Raul Torrieta. So, you know, and I always have one, like a roving one. The third one is always interchanging. It's always changing. You know, I have to get other people. And we also had a Baird Police Chief Willie Karen in there too. He helped a lot. And so we've had different ones. And here's what else we're going to have. We're going to have another music, a dance performance by, it's called Santana Folklorico from Dimming. They're coming from Dimming and they're going to perform, they're going to dance. And there's going to be several families from Dimming coming.
Excellent.
Too. And we're going to have like a few new people with Down syndrome. On the t-shirt, I always put their name on the back. The people with Down syndrome, because we're celebrating them.
Oh yeah.
With the extra chromosome. I put their name on the back when they attended one and it stays on there forever.
That's lovely. That really is.
Yeah. We had a few new ones last year. And so their names are on there. We're going to have a grand prize. Every year I donate three $100 bills cash. And all you have to do is walk with us. All you have to do is walk.
And what time is the walk? Is that at noon, did you say?
It's at noon, yes. And that way people, and we're going to have food. We're going to have caliches.
Ooh,
yeah, frozen custard. Oh,
frozen. I saw a frozen custard truck.
Is that? Yes, that's it.
Oh, that's awesome.
We're going to have that. I'm excited about that.
Me too.
We're also going to have, we're working on a few other food trucks. So it'd be a great chance to go grab a bite, grab something fun, listen to the music, watch people dance. We're going to have some yard games. We're going to have a few things. We're going to even maybe have a few little challenges. And we're going to hopefully the people with Down syndrome are going to lead the ones, you know, as far as the games. We like to play that one game where you put a cookie on your forehead and you move it to get it in your mouth and see who wins that one. That one's a lot of fun. We just
that
laugh.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, we laugh at that one. And then two people from my main office are coming down. Jen Milligan and Jenny Bartos are going to come down. And I'm going to have them do some kind of game, probably with water balloons. I'm not sure what, but we can figure that out. And we'll probably have a cornhole, and we have some gift certificates we're going to give out as prizes for those games. And we're also going to have, let's see what else. I'm working on a bouncy house. I'm hoping I can get one.
Oh, I hope you can too.
Yeah. And what else? We're going to have some resources. People are going to bring resources. We're going to have a few tables with resources of the community. HMS is going to be there. I'm really excited that they're going to.
Glad to hear they're participating in this.
Yes, yes.
Because there's so much information that I'm sure you want to be able to dispense.
Yes.
With all the resources and advocacy, which I know a lot of our listeners would be interested in hearing, you know, more about.
Right, right. A lot of times parents don't even know which question to ask. But if they talk to other parents, we all know each other. If they talk to other parents, they can kind of get pointed in the right direction.
Oh, yes.
You know, when they share their story, you know, every story is going to be different and every situation is going to be different. And, you know, they're going to have to make their own choice, really. So.
And volunteering, what are some opportunities? How can our listeners become more involved?
As far as volunteering, I have a nice lady the other day called me from WNMU. Her name is Shannon Rivera, and she's the early learning, early childhood learning class that she has at WNMU. And her students are going to come help. They have to have 15 hours of, community volunteering. So that's what they're going to do. They're going to help me. Yeah. With the buddy walk. I'm excited about that.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
And also, this is again at Golf Park. And if we're, you know, newcomers to the, to Silver City, what's the address?
The address is 1201 North Pope Street. I always say all in between all the banks.
Great.
And I saw on TV where there's an old tree at Gulf Park, and it's beautiful. It's kind of a unique tree. And I'm trying to look and see which one it is, because every time we drive by, my mom says, "Oh, what a beautiful park. Oh, I love that park. It's very nice. We're very lucky."
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's where it's at.
And Vicki, I'll be sure on the website to put in resource information for our listeners as well.
Right, right. We're going to have resources from, I think it's called New Beginnings. I would like to invite anybody in the community, if they want to show up, they just can. We don't charge anything. It's a free event. I mean, it's not a cost thing. But anyway, it's for the community. And we want people to come meet our kids and just join us in the walk. Yeah.
Well, I know it's going to be a successful walk. That's for sure. Anything else you want to share before we wrap up today's show that you feel you would really like for everyone to understand and appreciate?
If you've never met a person with Down syndrome, you really should come. Or if you know somebody with Down syndrome, or you want to bring them, I think it'd be a great thing to do. And how, you know, in this day and age, people are more aware. We've come a long way, but we still have to go a little bit further. And I would like to welcome everybody in the whole community to come to the Buddy Walk this year. It'll be fun.
It sounds like a lot of fun. And Vicki, I can't thank you enough for being here today.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure, Candace.
Community Spotlight airs every Thursday at 10:30 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. You are listening to Community Spotlight on Gila Members Community Radio, Kuru 89.1 FM in Silver City, New Mexico, and online at gmcr.org. I'm Candace Burke. Be well and happy.